T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Obviously, food insecurity is something we've talked about a lot on the show. We've talked about the gap between haves and have-nots here in Connecticut. And, you know, last time we had Jason Jakubowski on, he talked about how, you know, every one of the 169 towns has someone or some people who deal with food insecurity and need help. And so what's curious is how it's changed in these months where inflation has become a bigger deal. And so we wanted to get a sense of how things are going. Jason Jakubowski, the CEO of Connecticut Food Share, joining us here on Brian and Company and WTIC News Talk 1080. Good morning, Jason. How are you?
Brian, how are you?
I'm hanging in there. It's good to hear your voice and talk to you.
Well, I get to hear your voice all the time, but in this direction on the radio. But good talking to you as well. So it's been an interesting summer, that's for sure.
Yeah, well, sort of update us on the dynamic right now.
Yeah. Well, like you just said, I mean, the 169 town piece, that data point hasn't changed. I mean, there's still, and you're absolutely right, your intro was spot on. One of the biggest misnomers of Connecticut is that we're only dealing with food insecurity in, you know, some of the cities and just a few pockets of Connecticut. Not true. There is somebody who's food insecure in all 169 towns here in the state of Connecticut. That is true here still today. Inflation has had a rough effect on a lot of families, especially a lot of middle class families, and non middle class families. I mean, you go to the grocery store, I mean, your grocery bill has increased, and you're not necessarily getting the same amount of product. So, inflation's hurting us like in two different ways. I mean, in one direction, the people that we serve are able to do less with a dollar at the grocery store. At the same time, us as a food bank, Connecticut Food Share, is able to do less with a dollar. A trailer of peanut butter is about 40% more right now than it was a year ago. So, you know, we're buying that stuff by the truckload. So we're kind of hitting it from two ends. We're seeing the need increase and people are needing more food. It's also getting more expensive to put that food out on the table. It's a tough situation, but you know, this is why we're here. This is why we raise money year round. This is why we have reserves, and you know, we're out there doing what we're doing.
Couple quick questions.
Yeah, go for it.
Jason Jakubowski, CEO of Connecticut Food Share, joining us here on Brian and Company. Are you seeing? I mean, this is tough for you to necessarily talk about, but anecdotally, are you seeing a lot of people you have not seen before?
It's interesting. I think the pandemic really kind of reset the bar on that. At the beginning of the pandemic, we had done a survey over at Rentschler Field. 73% of the cars that were coming to Rentschler Field had never utilized one of our services before. So I think it's fair to say that there are still a number of people that are in the food insecurity system that were not there prior to the pandemic. A lot of what we've seen, I don't know if I would say I've seen a certainly 70% of the people coming to our pantries right now are not brand new, because they've been there because of the pandemic. But yes, I mean, we're still seeing a lot of people that we never saw pre-pandemic. They're realizing that, you know, it's a difficult situation. Inflation may not have changed their circumstances, but it certainly hasn't enhanced it.
Right. You know, there was a piece in CTNewsJunkie.com about some sort of innovative ways to deal with it. They talked with the End Hunger Connecticut folks, and I'm curious, outside of the traditional pantry, what are some of the things you do to find people who need you?
Well, look, I mean, the first and foremost, and you mentioned our friends at End Hunger Connecticut, and they're a great group that we work with all the time. The first thing for people to remember is that going to a food pantry is not the first line of defense against hunger. SNAP is the first line of defense against hunger. If you qualify for SNAP, that is definitely a government service that you absolutely should be taking advantage of. It helps millions of Americans in every state, all across the country, and we work with End Hunger Connecticut to help people sign up for SNAP. So that is the first thing. The second thing is a lot of it is awareness, and we've done a lot more in the last couple of years, last couple of months, with local school districts, with local government, with local camps, especially during the summertime when hunger seems to be at its peak. It is at its peak during the summer because you have kids that are out of school. So it's definitely a difficult situation, but working with a lot of the local nonprofits, local school districts, local camps, etc., that's how we're able to be in touch with individuals.
Jason Jakubowski, CEO of Connecticut Food Share, joining us here on Brian and Company. Are there any fundraisers coming up, or what can people do to get involved? I mean, I always find it's so easy when, you know, whether it's coming out of the supermarket or some drives, I mean, when you can get people when they have stuff.
Yeah, absolutely, and a lot of our partners have done those types of things. Stop and Shop, ShopRite, a lot of those places have been great with their roundup campaigns. You know, you go through the cash register and they'll do a roundup for us. That's always appreciated. In terms of the big fundraisers, you know, I know this sounds crazy because, you know, it's summertime and there's 80 something degrees outside and everything, but we're already talking about Thanksgiving and we're already talking about the holidays. The Turkey in 40 campaign is right around the corner. That is our biggest 2 months of the year, and we know that the need is going to be great. We're estimating we'll probably need about 50,000 Thanksgiving meals this year for people. So that's the big one. But anytime people want to help us out, whether it's with a donation or whether they want to volunteer, they can always go to ctfoodshare.org. And of course, if anybody needs food, they can always go to ctfoodshare.org to find out where our pantries are. Or if they can't remember that, just go to 211. Call 211. We update them every day on what's open and what's not.
Oh, you do? Wow. I did not know that.
Yeah, they're great partners of ours. We understand that not everybody has internet access and not everybody can remember a big long web address. So I always tell people, if you can't remember, if all else fails, call 211.
Well, listen, we'll catch up soon, and anytime you need some promotion on anything you guys are doing, just give us a call.
Absolutely, we'll come talk turkey in a couple of months. How about
Sounds
that?
Sounds good, Jason. Enjoy the rest of your summer.
All right, Brian. Thanks, man. Take care.
All right, Jason Jakubowski.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.